and welcome to the UniSA Study Room podcast, the podcast created by students for students. I'm your host, Liliana, and in this season, I'll be joined with interviewers Shazza, Carly, and Natalie. Together, we'll be delving deeper into uni life, answering your questions, and uncovering student perspectives on academic integrity, how to navigate group work, artificial intelligence, academic misconduct, and the unknown grey area in between. This is an alert to all uni students. Hold on to your headphones and your overpriced coffee. You are now entering the study room. In this episode, we'll be discussing working with peers, group assignments, and academic integrity issues around sharing assignments. But before we start, that reminds me of a time during first year of university. When I was asked about group work, the first thing that came to mind was an assignment in first year in a creative writing class where we were given a plum poem and we needed to turn this poem into an interactive experience for the class. It was like a 20 to 30 minute presentation. We were in groups of like five or six. And we came up with this really engaging crime story of who took the plum, and we had videos on the screen and like little packets for the students to look through, and every part of this story lined up to the end. And we were working dangerously well as a group, almost too well to where there had to be something that went wrong. And it did. You would never believe what happened at 4 a.m. the morning of the presentation. Stay tuned to find out. So Shazza, we all have to do it at some point in our lives, especially at university, group work. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Isn't it tricky? You never know when it's right to share your work or when you need to keep it for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, where do you draw the line between helping a friend and then accidentally crossing over into academic misconduct? Isn't that called collusion?
Oh, is it? Yeah. It's a big word.
It is a bit of a big word, yeah. So when is it, you know, okay to share with your peers? Can you share your files, your references? You know, does it count if you don't share your whole assignment? I wouldn't know.
I think even receiving a file is a collusion.
Still, interesting.
Actually, I had a discussion with two of the students.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to see what they have to say.
Let's listen.
Hi, I'm Melissa Raymond. I'm a third year creative writing and literature student at UniSA.
My name is McKenna Paul. I'm a UniSA student. And I'm studying a Bachelor of Media and Communication with a sub-major in journalism.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm wondering, what is your thoughts of group work at the uni?
Group work is, I think, look, the reality is I think most people my age, I'm 21, we do not love group work. It's a bit of a groan when it happens, what happens at school, in high school, and in university, because suddenly it's not just on you. It's on, you know, two, three other people. You know, whatever number that is, to do well on that assignment. And so it can be a bit scary in that way. And especially if you end up with, I guess, what you call a bad group or people who don't seem as infused as you are. I also think those experiences are probably good for us.
I'm with you, actually. Yeah. I don't like group work as well.
I think I get...
But why do you think it's been there for so long and it's still there?
Group work is reality of life. You know, when you professionally go to work, you're going to be working with lots of different people. You know, of course, you're going to get to know your colleagues and you're going to know you work well together. But what if they have interns that come in for a very short period that you've got to work with? So you're not going to know everyone you're going to work with. So it's a fact of life.
Let's talk about sharing assignments. Would you share your resources with anyone?
Yeah, I don't understand the sharing sources. I've never considered doing that. Like,
no, and I don't, because there's so much work in getting the sources. It sounds a bit mean, but it's like, just punch. I might suggest punching some keywords or something and go from that. But once you find a source, you're like, wow.
No, I might give
it all work.
I agree.
Like, I might go, oh, there was this one good journal article that I saw that might help you. Like, I might give like that's more just like a flippant like, oh yeah, I just like that might be just like Google.
Yeah, and like you, I've said, I think it's better you go and ask a lecturer. I've said that a few times, and particularly because I might have it wrong.
Yeah.
I feel terrible if I didn't do well and then they didn't do well because they listened to me, so.
So, Melissa, before we start, you mentioned something about being asked to share an assignment. Can you tell us about this?
I was asked, oh, would you mind just showing me a couple examples that you've done before? And I remember sort of going to open my computer, and then I went, oh, I can't. I just said, it's, I don't know if this is plagiarism, if you see it. And then, because I'm thinking, you know, they might pick up some lines, I don't know.
And you end up, didn't show that to the person?
No, I'm just too scared.
Okay.
You work too hard just to, you know, just to risk that, I don't know.
And what did you say to them?
I read it out. I wouldn't let them look at the computer.
Okay.
So, I read it out because then they didn't have a copy or anything, but yeah. Then they sort of heard and, you know, and it did help them.
I bet you've all been wondering what happened to that assignment at 4 a.m. in the morning. Well, I'm about to tell you. So I wake up in the morning. The presentation is at 9 a.m. Check my emails. And one group member decided to change the whole story of our presentation. So honestly, it was like a crime mystery for ourselves in the group, because why it needed to be changed and altered at 4 a.m. the morning of remains a mystery to this day. But we turn up to the class with our scripts, and this one group member brings brand new scripts and is like, no, this is what we're doing. And we're all looking at each other going, what do we do? We're presenting in 5 minutes. This is scary. Now, I'd hate to leave you on a cliffhanger, but for now, we're going to continue chatting with Melissa and McKenna.
Why do you think people ask for others to show their work to them?
Maybe just to see examples of how other people think, put things together. Maybe they're being lazy.
Okay.
To answer a simple question can be a lot of research. And maybe, most likely, I would say it's for inspiration.
Mm.
Nothing intentionally harmful probably about them asking, but just to get ideas.
Because, I mean, this is just a bit of a theory, but I guess because they're just scared that they're not going to do a good job.
Okay.
Or they think that they don't have the capability in themselves to do it.
So you think they are not confident enough with their abilities?
I think that's part of it, for sure.
And some courses don't have exemplars, or, you know, there's just might, maybe it's, maybe the course could put more information together so you can understand. I'm not shy of asking questions and asking help just so I understand. You know, if you're feeling shy, send an email. You know, emails are really quick and easy. All courses have forum sites within the course page, so you can always put a question on the forum. The first time you ask your tutorial teacher for help or a question, you might be surprised that they're so helpful. They want you to pass. They don't want to have students fail to go through all that and then you've got to reset the course. They don't want that.
I mean, people find tutors scary sometimes, or they don't really know them as well as, you know, just the student next to them. And so they go, well, I could ask the tutor, or I could just ask my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And which one seems more easier, which one seems honestly more maybe exciting, because friends over tutors. Sorry, tutors. Like, that just seems like a much more viable option in people's minds.
I'm curious, what if the person asking for your help is your friend? What would you do in that scenario?
Friendship is important, but as we all have different paths in life, so it doesn't, I would say, would a true friend say, oh, I know, I really need to see it to really help me? It's sort of, you know, someone knows in their heart it's wrong.
Yeah.
So if a friendship was a good friendship, they probably wouldn't put that pressure on you.
Friendship is important to me, but if my friendship is based on whether I share that work, then that's probably not a very good friendship. So friendship advice, if that's the case, maybe get some better friends.
Now let's talk about other students that they need some assist with their work. What is the best way to help others without getting involved in a misconduct?
I guess from what I've found, you're sort of just nutting out ideas of how you're going to, you know, who's going to do what, how you're going to tackle it. And then just in general conversations, you might say, how are you going so far with your work? And you might say, oh, I'm really struggling understanding this. So there's lots of discussions. What are you writing about? Where did that idea come from? Where are you finding your research? You know, all that sort of stuff. We didn't view each other's work or anything. It was just all open dialogue.
And I think that's important and good to have, because I mean, if, you know, talking about how it applies to the workplace, so you're going to have an open dialogue with others and go, oh, how did you do that thing or this and that? Like, obviously the intention isn't to copy.
No.
But the intention is to learn and know so you can do your job or complete your assignment.
Basically what happened with our group assignment in the end was that we very nicely stood our ground and said, no, we are going to use our scripts. You're more than welcome to use yours, but, you know, everything is planned out to a T, especially in a criminal mystery scenario. It's like a multiverse. You can't just change one thing and expect it all to line up in the same way. It's just going to mess up the timeline. So that was really tricky, navigating that issue in a mature way and being able to kind of stand your ground but still, you know, be nice about it and still get the outcome that you want from it. All in all, it actually ended up going pretty well. We still got a HD for the assignment, so I can't really be too mad about it. And I'm still friends with that group to this day. But it was definitely an eye-opening experience in terms of group work. And my takeaway from that would be, you are working in a team, in a group assignment, not as an individual. So please don't change your group's presentation at 4 a.m. the morning of. It just won't end well. We were lucky because we were able to get through it, but it could have ended up as a complete disaster. Thank you for listening to the UniSA Study Room podcast, the podcast created by students for students. To close out today's episode, here's what we covered. Group work is the reality of life, even if sometimes we dread it. And as students, it can be challenging to figure out what's okay to share with others while maintaining academic integrity. Whether it's in the workplace, at uni, or in your personal projects, fostering strong teamwork is key to maintaining integrity and achieving success. If you enjoyed today's discussion, don't forget to tune into our other episodes and share this episode with a uni friend. You can also visit the Academic Integrity site for more on collusion and file sharing. If you have more specific questions, you can also book an appointment with a learning advisor. Until next time, happy studying!